Welcome to another episode of the Gay Erotica podcast. I hope you've been enjoying the recent stories. This week, it's a bit of a longer one for you, so I hope that you enjoy it. Thank you to the patrons who signed up during February. I had six new patrons sign up. Thank you, Rowan, Trey, Max, A, Hard Dude, and Rams. Thank you for your support. I hope you're enjoying the benefits of your patronage. If you'd like to sign up, it's patreon.com/Liam Williams. You can get some exclusive stories or early access to some content there, as well as the opportunity to influence what comes out on the podcast. This week's story is entitled Pool Party Proposition. Ryan wasn't sure exactly why Colin had invited him to the pool party. He had dated Colin's best friend Max for a while, and even though that hadn't ended too badly, he had never thought their friendship groups had merged closely enough that Colin would include him on the guest list for one of his famous backyard bashes. Still, it was free booze in an almost obnoxiously resplendent backyard, and the weather was perfect to sit by the ridiculously large pool. And also, Ryan didn't want to pass up an opportunity to gain some attention in his speedos, especially with how good he was looking at the moment. He nursed a gin and tonic, sitting on a banana lounge at the far end of the pool. The music pumped from the deck attached to the back of the house. Most of the guests were mingling at that end, either in or around the pool, or up on the deck with the bar and the DJ. Ryan was happy with the spot he had chosen, though. It was comfortable, and there was enough distance from the noise without losing the ability to appreciate the ample amount of skin that Colin's friends were displaying in and around the pool. Slowly sipping, Ryan surveyed the group. He knew a few of them, some by name and some by reputation. He recognized Ren near the bar, his smooth muscles on show, his pert ass filling his swimwear. Stefan stood beside him, slowly sliding a hand down Ren's side. A smile spread across Ryan's lips. That was a pair he wouldn't mind getting between. He watched Dylan lift himself out of the pool, his strong arms rippling and his wet skin glistening in the sun. Sitting on the edge of the pool was Nash, his legs spread as usual, shamelessly showing just how full his speedo was. Ryan remembered the night they had shared a few drinks, and Ryan had realized that outside of what that triangle of fabric contained, there really wasn't much Nash had to offer. As he continued to glance over the crowd, he saw Max standing on the deck. Their eyes met, and there was a moment of awkwardness before Max smiled, and Ryan couldn't help but smile in return. Max held up his glass and shook it, a gesture Ryan took as an offer to get him a drink. Ryan took a last, obvious sip and held up his own glass, nodding across the pool at his ex-boyfriend. While he waited for Max to get their drinks, Ryan thought about the end of their relationship. It hadn't ended badly. It had kind of just petered out. They had met through Grindr, and within an hour, Ryan had his legs on Max's shoulders. Neither of them had really been looking for a relationship, but when you see each other 3 times a week to fuck, you kind of fall into the habits of one. After a few weeks of that, they had decided to try something a little more than just sex, and it had worked for a while. But eventually, to the surprise of neither of them, the lack of interest in commitment had halted any further progress, so they went their separate ways. I wondered if he would come. Ryan looked up at Max standing beside the lounge, a drink in each hand. He allowed his eyes to slowly make their way over Max's slim body. Like most of the guests, he was wearing only his speedos, the uniform of the young, gym-going, gay male pool party guest. The red fabric was stretched over what Ryan knew to be quite the impressive piece of equipment. He looked over the lines of the slim torso above it before meeting Max's eye. Ryan smiled as he admired the figure. Twink Death hadn't found Max just yet. The blonde curls that fell around his face in what was probably a carefully curated, messy style completed the look. How could I turn down this setting? Ryan accepted the drinks as Max sat on the edge of the lounge. Not here for the company, though. Max took his first sip. distancing yourself from the crowd. Just a little loud up there. And you get more of a comprehensive view from this end, don't you? Max grinned as he looked over the group of barely dressed men across the yard. You know me well. The guys sat quietly for a moment, each of them looking toward the other end of the pool. Ryan occasionally glanced at Max. His presence and the slight contact between them was reviving feelings within him. Purely physical feelings at this stage. Memories of how well Max had fucked him, even on their last night together. He'd never known breakup sex to be a thing, but with Max it had left them both panting, sweaty, and for just a moment, regretful. I fucked Nash last week, Max said out of nowhere, while still looking across the crowd. No way, Ryan sat up a little. I thought he only topped. That was the plan, till the molly made him soft as fuck, Max chuckled. And how was he? Starfish. Ryan laughed. Of course. He hardly puts any work in as a top. I'm not surprised he's got no game as a bottom. You had him too? Yeah. He thinks the inches will do the work for him. Disappointing, to say the least. Huge ass, though. Max turned to wink at Ryan. Once I hit my rhythm, that thing was bouncing. He let the words hang, probably lost in the memory. Ryan didn't reply straight away, wondering if this would be the normal conversation between them, if they were trying a just friends thing. If it was, he was fine with it, although the admission did put some visuals in Ryan's mind that sent a stir into his groin. Remember that guy at the gym? Ryan decided to run with it. Always in the short shorts? Max nodded. We guessed wrong. Total bottom. Max turned. Really? It was all top energy in there. I know. I chatted him up in the change rooms, even managed to time my shower at the same time as him. And I'll tell you, what I saw would have been a fun ride, but it's not for my use, apparently. Max let out a long breath. And if he saw your ass in the flesh and still said no, he must be a real bottom. He placed his hand on Ryan's hip, giving what little ass cheek he could reach a squeeze. And I definitely made sure he saw it. Ryan winked. Shameless. Proud. The sun had begun to lower in the sky, and the golden hour of late afternoon sunshine shimmered across the pool. As the lighting shifted, the DJ turned up the volume. There was almost no one in the water now, the mood of the party shifting from casual get-together and heading into dance party territory. I think Stefan, Max's next attempt at conversation was interrupted by the beat of the music. Ryan had barely any idea what he was saying. He leant forward. I can't hear you over the music, he almost shouted into Max's ear. Max smiled and nodded behind them towards the pool house. Ryan agreed and stood up, downing the last of his drink before leaving it on the table by the lounge. Max was usually all about the dance parties, so he wondered if there was an ulterior motive to the suggestion they move inside. Whether it was a chance to get away from the music, or a chance to do something more, Ryan decided that he'd had enough G&Ts that he was up for it. They moved along to the corner of the yard where the pool house was located. Ryan shook his head as he took in the size of the outbuilding. It was at least as big as his apartment. Colin certainly wasn't ashamed of his wealth. He then shifted his eyes back to Max, watching his back muscles move as he walked, and then watching his ass muscles shift the fabric of his swimmers. Ryan's bottom percentage was somewhere in the 90s, but Max had one of the asses that had always tempted him. The brevity of their relationship hadn't given him the chance to access it, though. But now that Max had admitted his willingness to bottom for Nash, maybe he was broadening his horizons. Max slipped a bottle from the cooler that stood in the space between the pool and the pool house and then opened the door. Ryan noticed Max's eyes linger over his body as he walked past him through the open door. Ryan did little to hide the slight growth that his wandering mind had caused as he stepped into what seemed to be a lounge area. This was clearly more than just a space to change into your swimmers. Every time I visit him, I wonder why I didn't take Colin's investment tips in college. Max shook his head, wiping his feet on the mat before moving to sit on the couch that faced the floor-to-ceiling windows looking over the pool. "You like to party too much. You would have spent most of it." Ryan sat beside Max, ensuring there was contact between them. "But at least I wouldn't have had to buy the cheap vodka for the parties." He held up the bottle of Belvedere. "In college, we were both drinking whatever crap we could afford, or pinching half-empty bottles from other people's parties. Now he's on this, and I'm hoping to score a free drink from a prospective suitor at a nightclub." "Well, we know you know how to play that game." Ryan took the bottle from Max after he had taken his first sip. The expensive stuff went down a lot more smoothly than the cheap stuff, that much was obvious to him straight away. "Hey, you benefited from that too. Remember that night in Sydney where that old guy thought he'd get both of us if he bought us enough vodka sodas? Poor guy. We should have at least let him watch. He probably would have paid us for the privilege." Max took the bottle back, downing a big sip. "You did look particularly good that night. He couldn't keep his eyes off your ass." "Neither could you." Ryan shrugged. "It's a great ass." "Yet you never made a play for it." "I was too distracted by something else." Ryan's eyes moved on to Max's bulge, and he noticed the slight opening of his ex-boyfriend's legs. The guys sat quietly for a while, their legs touching. They passed the bottle between them as the silence slowly grew more charged. "Do you want to give it a go now?" Max broke the silence. "Fuck yes." The words ran through Ryan's mind instantly, but he held them back, not wanting to sound overly enthusiastic. "Fuck yes," he said after another deliberately slow sip of vodka. Max took the bottle from Ryan's hand and placed it on the table. He stood quickly, grabbing Ryan's wrists and hauling him up from the couch. Max must have noticed the look of confusion on his face. "The pool house has a bedroom." "Of course it does." Ryan rolled his eyes slightly as Max dragged him toward a door behind the couch. "Guest house is probably a more accurate description." Max stopped at the door and turned the handle. Ryan's cock had already grown significantly in just the few steps they had taken. He followed Max through the door and saw the king-sized bed against the wall. "I'm glad you're here," Max started as they entered the room. "I've been itching to bottom again and was really hoping to get it from Nash, but, well, we know how that turned out." He closed the door behind them before gently pushing Ryan towards the bed. "Then when I saw you there, I thought, why not? We always have fun, right?" Ryan allowed himself to fall back onto the mattress, nodding his agreement as he landed, and wiping away the second-choice subtext of Max's comments. They did always have fun, and Max's arse was one of the few parts of their fun that Ryan hadn't experienced. "And we know each other well enough. We don't need the foreplay, right?" Max slid his speedos down his legs, his large, erect cock bouncing up from beneath the fabric. Ryan licked his lips. Seeing that dick in all its glory again made his whole twitch involuntarily. He had spent many a night enjoying the depths that Max's 8 inches had found within him. He took a moment to longingly look over the thick, veiny shaft and the swollen head that sat atop it. He licked his lips, but reminded himself that on the other side of that glorious piece of meat was what he had yearned for and what was on offer now. He slid his own swimmers down and heard the slap of his erection against his stomach. Ryan's foreskin was already slick with pre-cum, and he felt it drip onto his abs. "Fuck, you look good." Max spoke softly as he climbed onto the bed. He sat on Ryan's thighs and reached over to the bedside table, where a bottle of lube waited. "Pre-prepared?" Ryan asked, his dick twitching as Max popped the cap on the bottle. "I'm crashing here tonight. I made sure this room was ready." Max squeezed some of the gel into his palm, smiling at Ryan before sliding his fingers over the waiting length. Ryan moaned in response to the gentle touch. Max had always known how to handle his cock, even from their first meeting. He worked the skin over his leaking head, slicking up the length in preparation. "You're still on prep, right?" Ryan asked as he took the tube from Max, squeezing a dollop onto his fingers. Always, and tested this month. Max smiled, lifting his body slightly to allow Ryan access between his legs. Same. Ryan grinned as he reached down, sliding his slicked fingers between Max's cheek until he found the smooth opening. Even that's prepared. Ryan rubbed slowly. Like I said, I'd been ready for it. Thought I'd try Nash again. So I'm just the consolation? Ryan smiled as he probed the tip of his finger into Max. A very happy and worthwhile second place. Max matched Ryan's teasing grin and shifted back a little, pushing against Ryan's movement as he continued to stroke him. But you feel like you're okay with it? I'll accept it. Ryan added a second finger, sliding a little deeper, enjoying the feeling of Max's entrance and enjoying the easy banter between them. Max grunted and his body stiffened slightly. His hand paused, wrapped around Ryan's shaft. Ryan worked his fingers in and out of Max slowly, feeling his hole adjust to the intrusion. Max's breathing increased and his hole gripped Ryan's digits. I'm ready, Max panted. I want it. Ryan shifted, sliding his hand from between Max's legs and allowing his ex-boyfriend to slide up his body and assume the position. You want to... Shh. Max held a finger against Ryan's lips as he gripped Ryan's cock, placing it into position and slowly pushing himself down onto it. Ryan felt Max's hole give, feeling the opening stretch around his thickness. Max moved slowly and Ryan held back, allowing the bottom to take his time and adjust. Ryan knew he was thick. He'd been told that by the few guys who he had topped, and he had learned from plenty of less than perfect experiences on the receiving end that a top rushing that first entry was a surefire way of ending a session early. So he lay back, letting Max have control of the penetration. Max moaned as he slid down, taking Ryan inch by inch inside of him until he bottomed out, their bodies now resting together. That good? Ryan asked. Very. Max smiled in response. Just give me a sec. Both men breathed deeply as Max took the time to adjust. The quiet moment allowed them the space to register the pumping of the music outside. A reminder that despite the intimate moment they were sharing right now, there was a group of guys outside this building that were preparing to dance the night away. Ryan smiled at the contrast. What? Max asked. Just thinking. Ryan spoke softly. Remember the time you fucked me at Jackie's party once? You came just as they started singing Happy Birthday. Max laughed, causing his hole to clench. She was so pissed off. Said they'd waited for us, but they gave up. Think we're missing much out there? Ryan pushed against Max again, making sure the bottom felt all of his cock inside him. I know that you'd rather be here. You're damn right. Ryan ran a hand over Max's slim body, feeling the smooth skin that he had known so intimately and so regularly just last year. A shudder passed through Max as Ryan flicked one of his nipples. You gonna fuck me or what? He asked, lifting himself slightly above Ryan's body, his leg muscles tensing as he held himself in position. Ryan took the chance immediately, using the space to thrust into Max. The first movement forced a moan from the bottom, and Ryan took that as permission to continue. He slid his hands down Max's thighs until he cupped his cheeks, helping to hold him in place as he found a steady, thrusting rhythm. The thumping bass was still audible from outside, and Ryan couldn't help but fuck in time with the beat. Shit, Ryan, it's so thick, Max gasped, his words landing with each of Ryan's thrusts. He leant down, bracing a hand on Ryan's chest as he took each of Ryan's movements. Shifting quickly in response, Ryan made sure he maintained the angle that allowed him the deepest penetration. He knew he wasn't hitting the depths that Max had hit within him, but he was going to make sure he made the most of the rare chance to top this man. Max's breathing was quick and shallowed, accompanied by the occasional grunt and grimace. Ryan recognized the indications that his repeated pounding had Max on that beautiful line between pleasure and pain that every bottom longed to straddle. He didn't let up, knowing that Max would have no issues communicating what he needed. "Yes," Max panted, reaching down to stroke his own dripping cock. "Yes, keep going." Those words confirmed Ryan's thoughts, and he gripped Max's ass a little higher, providing him a little more room to thrust even harder. The slap of skin on skin continued in time with the music, and Ryan could feel the sweat building over his body as he maintained the high-paced fucking. He breathed heavily as he fucked hard, feeling every inch of Max's hole as he watched the now eager bottom's fingers slide over his rigid shaft. His hand moved quickly, matching the high intensity of Ryan's pounding. The room quickly filled with the grunts and moans of the pair of men in heat, almost drowning out the muffled music from the building dance party. "This is..." Max shook his head, his now damp hair flicking over his cheeks. "God, I can't..." Max's hand squeezed Ryan's pec as his body bounced with the thrusting movements. Ryan felt Max's body tense, causing his nails to dig into his pecs. "Fuck!" Ryan moaned, a sudden twinge of pain sending a shock through his body. He shifted his hands quickly onto Max's hips and pushed him back down to sit and rest on his swollen cock. They panted through the respite, taking a moment to bask in the pleasure that they had so quickly provided each other. "Holy shit, Rye," Max spoke slowly and softly. A sheen of his own sweat coated his body now. "You didn't waste any time, did you?"
"You said we didn't need foreplay."
Ryan watched the rise and fall of Max's chest. "And I've kind of been eyeing this thing for a while." Ryan moved his hands quickly and gave Max's cheeks a light slap. The sharp sound echoed in the room, and Ryan felt Max's whole twitch around his cock at the sudden sting.
"I'm kind of glad you stopped there, actually."
Max slid a finger over Ryan's abs, now slick with a mix of sweat and pre-cum.
"I was fucking close."
Ryan couldn't help but smile. He slid his hand under Max's cheeks again, lifting just enough for him to begin slowly thrusting. Max started to speak, perhaps in protest, but Ryan slid his cock deep, and all Max could do was moan. There was a selfish motive behind his desire to pound Max's hole, but there had been another reason that had now risen to the surface again. Ryan had lost count of the number of times Max had pounded him in just this position, and he had no idea of how many times that had resulted in Ryan losing all control and surrendering to the intense orgasm that Max's cock provided him, spraying his seed all over Max's waiting body. In the early days, he had felt guilty, coming himself without his top reaching completion. But as they had gotten closer, Ryan had realized just how much Max had enjoyed setting him off in that way. Now it was Ryan's turn to return the favor. He guided Max's body a little higher now, bending his knees up to support the bottom who had resumed his quick, panting breaths. With one hand resting in the crook of Max's bent hip, Ryan slid the other up Max's body and down his arm. He gripped his wrist and guided his ex's fist back onto his stiff dick. Max began to shake his head, but Ryan locked eyes with him, smiling and nodding. Any resistance Max had started with fell away, and he allowed his hand to be placed around his cock.
"Do it," Ryan urged. "Come for me."
Max moaned and resumed his stroking. As he picked up the pace of his hand, Ryan matched his increase. It didn't take long until they found their rhythm again. Ryan pounded Max's open hole as the bottom stroked feverishly, quickly overtaken by the pleasure that shook his body again.
"Oh, my God!"
Max's words were punctuated and separated by Ryan's deep penetrations.
Yes, Ryan growled in response. I want that load, babe.
Max's eyes widened and his body stiffened.
Fuck yeah. Give it to me.
I can't. Ryan felt Max's hold tighten and he slammed himself deep again, the final thrust sending Max over the edge. He cried out, the noise deep and almost animalistic.
His hold twitched again before the first shot fired hard, pumping from Max's dick and hitting Ryan in the neck.
Ryan resumed his fucking as the orgasm tore through Max's body, his cock pulsing and spraying his seed over Ryan's pecs before dripping the remaining cum over his abs.
Slowing his thrusting as Max began to come down from the intense climax, Ryan ran his hands over Max's sides.
That was...
Only those two words escaped Max before he fell, pressing their bodies together despite the mess between them. The movement caused Ryan's cock to slide from Max's hole, and they both shuddered and moaned with the sudden movement.
Okay, I get it now, Max panted.
Ryan chuckled against him, feeling their heavy chests pressed against each other.
But what about you?
Max started to lift himself from Ryan's body.
Nope.
Ryan slid a hand around Max's back. Stay there.
Ryan liked the feeling of his former top's body against him, too much to let him slide away.
His cock was still rigid, sticking up between Max's legs. He reached down and slid his fingers around the slick shaft.
I'm going to cover you like you covered me, okay?
Yes, please. Max slowly traced a finger of his other hand around Ryan's side, which seemed all he had the energy left to do. Ryan grinned, proud of his efforts in leaving Max completely spent, as Max had done to him so many times in the past. He wrapped his fingers around his dick, sliding the slick skin over the head. He moaned softly, feeling the drip of pre-cum that added to the wetness of the lube. His body shuddered. He knew this wouldn't take long.
Yes, Max mumbled again, responding to the signs of Ryan's pleasure. Give it to me.
Ryan picked up speed, his foreskin sliding easily over the head with each movement. His cock pulsed and the familiar tingle quickly spread up his legs.
Fuck yes, he moaned, the sound filling the room. Come for me.
Max's fingers shifted, reaching between them to tweak Ryan's nipple. That quick touch was enough to send Ryan over the edge. His balls lifted and his body shuddered. His legs stiffened and his cock fired. He moaned loud and long as his orgasm tore through his body. He stroked quickly, with no care as to where his load was landing.
Oh, yes,
Max grunted, telling Ryan that at least some had reached their desired target.
Cover me, babe.
Ryan shuddered again and fired one last hard shot before the rest of his load seeped out and dripped down his fingers. He slowed his movements as the last of his orgasm shook his body, and then he flopped back against the bed. He let go of his cock, and both men breathed deeply, coming down from the intensity of their hard session. For a moment, all they could hear was their soft, steady breathing and the continuing thump of music from the pool deck. Max eventually broke the silence.
So, I called you babe.
Ryan smiled to himself. So did I.
Are we counting it as...
Max left the question open. Force of habit?
Yeah.
Cool. Max lifted himself from Ryan's body, the light shining on the cummy mess over his torso.
Fuck, look at us, he laughed.
This pool house has showers, right? Ryan chuckled as well.
Follow me.
Max slipped off the bed and Ryan dutifully followed, watching a glob of his own cum slide down Max's spine as he opened the bathroom door. Despite the clarification that the babe comment didn't carry any weight, Ryan did think that he wouldn't mind seeing that view again sometime. He'd just have to wait and see what Max thought of the next step.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Gay Erotica by Leon Williams. I hope you enjoyed Pool Party Proposition. There'll be a poll coming up soon for Patreon patrons as to vote on whether or not you want to hear part two for that story. So patrons, get ready to have another chance to make your input on the story. Thanks again for listening. If you're liking the podcast, give us a rating and a review. Or if you want to have a chat about the podcast, then use the link to join the Discord server and have a chat there.